Malcolm Stewart, what a race, man. Listen, you had a great race the other day, but you'd crash on the start and came from way back and whatever. Dude, you just backed it all up here on a totally different track conditions and everything else. You got to be stoked with that ride.
Yeah, I'm really happy. You know, these last couple races, I knew I got the speed. It just, the luck wasn't on my side. I would literally crash within the first 2-3 laps. Right. And I said this race, I was like, you know what? I can't afford to crash because it's mud. So, but you know, I am happy. You know, we've been working hard, and you know, to go out there and finally and get a top five, or even just getting a top 10 in general in a mud race is like winning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm really, really happy about it. And, you know, we've been working, like I said, been working hard, the whole group, the whole Smart Top Honda group, and, you know, obviously Garrett Swanepoel, and right. Everybody been backing me. So, you know, I guess I would say we took some time off with this whole COVID, you know, 19, and then, just really what I did is just focus on some training and stuff. So my fitness is pretty good. So I'm happy with it.
One quick practice today, and then it was go time. Was that weird? Did it hurt you? Did it help you? What did you think of that?
To be honest, when you get mud races like that, it don't make a difference.
It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't matter. are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Look, as good as you rode and as much trouble as the lappers were giving everybody, you also got lapped. Crazy race. Just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was going down the straightaway, and I looked over my shoulder, and I saw, like, Cooper and Tomac battling, and they're, like, going through the whoops, and I'm like, I'm about to get lapped. And then, you know, I'm like, you know, I had a pretty big, almost big crash in the rhythm section, like not too much longer after that. And I was like, you know what? They can have it. Like, here, you know, man, that's you lap me. That's one less. That's one less lap. I don't even have to go out here and do. So as far as I was concerned, I mean, it took me behind, back in the day when James and Ricky did it in, like, I want to say San Francisco, they lapped everybody up to themselves. But I think these guys lapped up the third or fourth or
fourth,
something.
Yeah, they lapped fourth, yeah.
Yeah, either way, I mean, still in general, to get lapped, for me to sit there and say I got top five but got lapped, it's like funny, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
But, you know, again, it's mud racing. I'm sure when it came down to normal track conditions, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen.
No, I don't think it would have. Look, we've had a day race that was hot and dusty. We had a normal night race at Supercross, and now we have a mudder race. Three races, Mookie, three totally different conditions. It's got to be crazy for you guys.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Like, other than the track and Salt Lake's cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, why couldn't we just, you know, went to Phoenix, it could have been raining, and it's inside, no big deal. But, again, you know, these are the track conditions that we gotta face. And, I heard it's supposed to rain again, you know, these next, Monday and Tuesday. So we might have another, may not be an actual mud race, but it could be another race similar to this. So who's to say, but again, we're just out here racing, man. We're just trying to get through it.
Well, hey, man, congratulations. You've really been the star, the underlying star here through the first three rounds of this Salt Lake thing. Obviously, Webb and Tomac are riding great, but you're right there but behind them in far as of things that we're watching and things that we're talking about. So, and the most amazing thing I saw was your dad was washing your bike after the main event. I don't know what he was doing, but he was washing your bike.
Hey, it took me back to the old amateur days, and that was, so I thought it was quite funny. But, hey, you know what? That's what it's all about. He was happy, so we're all happy, and I'm just looking forward to Wednesday.
Do you have any comment on your buddy Swap Moto getting banned from the races, which I find hilarious?
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough one. He called me and told me I got banned, and I'm like, okay. I didn't see that one coming, but yeah, that sucks. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. But
hey, it opens the door for Pulp MX, Mookie. Just opens the door, right?
That's true.
Thank you for doing this. Thank you. Congratulations. Great ride.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.